Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people know our guest state agency through their efforts to help employees with disabilities learn new skills. But you may not know that they also work with our schools to help students be better prepared for the workforce. Daniel Brochak is a transition job coach and Jessica Pooser, a counselor, both with the South Carolina Vocational Rehabilitation Department in Columbia. Today, they're in our studio. Daniel, Jessica, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Jessica, first of all, give us an overview of your agency and where you are across the state.
Sure. Our mission with vocational rehabilitation is to prepare and assist our individuals with disabilities with finding employment. We have 23 area offices around the state serving every county in South Carolina. And disabilities include several different entities. They could be ADHD, they could have chronic pain, they could have autism. Even diabetes is looked at as a disability.
Is working with students in our schools a new thing at your agency?
No, we've actually been doing counseling in the schools with our students for a very long time. I serve schools in Richland District 1 and help those students with pre-employment transition services, which assist them with becoming prepared for the world of work.
And are these students with disabilities as well?
Yes.
And Daniel, you are working with the employers on the other side of the equation.
The counselors are in the schools to meet with the students. They give the guidance, the counseling, in preparation for when they do get out into the community, into a job. I'm a resource the counselors pull in, if needed, for some of these students who might need a little extra assistance to learn the job. And so my job is to help them get their wheels spinning in their work. And then I back away once they're good to go. I do some hand-holding, but I work myself out of a job.
Well, walk us through the relationship that you guys have built with the employment community, the businesses, what types of jobs are out there.
We're constantly knocking on doors of new employers that we find and asking would they want to collaborate. We've worked with several local companies to let the students come in sometimes on a part-time basis, sometimes on a temporary training basis before an actual hiring happens. We're not trying to teach them the technical skills that any given job would require. We focus more on those qualities that are universal, that every boss wants, those soft skills, as it were. There are actually seven of them that we have employers grade, things like attendance and punctuality, being safe on the job, working well as a team, they're taking instructions properly, we make sure their appearance is appropriate to the job, we make sure their productivity is what the job requires, and finally the quality of their work also.
Is there any cost for a business to get involved in your program?
There is no cost. It's a state agency. We are funded federally and state. The goal being when these folks come through our office, they get to work and they become contributing members, taxpayers. So they essentially fund their own rehabilitation, as it were.
Jessica, you are out there in the trenches as a counselor. Can you share a success story with us?
Absolutely. I have a student who is a senior in high school. He has really not known exactly what he wanted to do. So we explored some different things, and I actually placed him at Food Lion in what we call a work-based learning experience. He has done 240 hours of work. We have gotten feedback from the assistant manager and from the manager on his progress. He is actually going to be hired at the end of the school year once he graduates. He has had some challenges while he was on the job. The good thing about that feedback is that once we get that feedback from the manager or the supervisor, we can give that immediately to the student and let them know, hey, you need to work on this. One thing that stood out from the employer, she told me he may not even have to go through the real interview process because they already know his attributes. They already know his strengths and limitations and where they can put him to be successful.
And it was cost saving to the employer because they didn't have to spend training dollars on this youth.
Absolutely.
Well, Jessica, Daniel, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Daniel Brochek and Jessica Pooser are with the South Carolina Vocational Rehabilitation Department in Columbia. We will have a link to their agency posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.